When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize. In addition to that, Will Bunch writing at the Philadelphia. Well, a couple things I got to address here in this cockamamie article in the Inquirer. An expert raises questions about freedom fuel and Venezuelan oil. Why is Trump promoted freedom fuel, a web of 29 service stations that popped up out of nowhere, able to continue to sell gas cheaper than its rivals down the street? The mostly suburban stations in southeastern Pennsylvania burst onto the scene, prices at $3.47. I saw it the other day, and I think it's, I'm not sure if it's part of the chain. The one I saw was $3.97 now. And they start to talk about Venezuela as the former official in the Obama administration recently wrote about freedom fuel in Venezuela for the Washington Spectator, discussed his findings. Doesn't connect all the dots, but his research is a reminder of how little the American public knows about the aftermath of Trump's regime's January assault on Venezuela. They go on to say the Inquirer and other outlets have reported extensively on freedom fuel, including its ties to pro-Trump Republican Randy Brown, who I know and has been on the show. So the idea is that somehow or another, they're able to do this because of Venezuelan oil. The bottom line is this is a tell. So you have these gas stations, and Bill and Bucks, I'm sure, will call in and give us the latest, that are still under pretty much the one I saw, if it's a member of this, was only like, well, only it all counts, maybe 11 to 15 cents under some others out there on Bethlehem Pike. But instead of, how can we drive prices down? Some of the things that Shapiro won't sign off on, and Democrats in Pennsylvania. Some of the things that the Trump people are trying to do to drive this down till we get out of the Iranian situation. They don't want to do that. They really, the affordability is their enemy here because they want to pin all this on Trump. And there has to be something nefarious about this. That's what the argument is. That's what the bottom line is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. They also mention in this column this guy, Jason Arday. And the Inquirer says he's a casualty in the war on woke. As I understand it, he got into a pretty good position, didn't have the ability to be in that position, was found out. This is academia, DEI, and then sadly had dire consequences for him. Again, continuing to fight the same battles over and over and over. Let off the show today, but you may not have heard it, wanted to go back to it. This is youtube.com/1210. This is a meeting of the steering committee, and you have to see these guys. These guys need to get off the couch a little bit more rather than steering to overthrow the country. This is cut six. It's the DSA, the communists, really, their steering committee member, Cliff Connolly. He says the quiet part out loud. What is the one thing holding them back from overwhelming us? Electoral college? Yeah, but it's in a document that they despise. It's the kryptonite to these commies. Listen to this guy talk about the U.S. Constitution.
So the two things that we're famous for is our commitment to a program and our hatred of the United States Constitution. And what the program does is it gives us a roadmap to revolution, and it gives us the obstacle that we finally will have to get over to have a revolution, which is the United States Constitution, the basis of the United States government. And what the minimum maximum program specifically, what that format specifically gives us is that roadmap. It gives us the minimum circumstances under which we would be able to take power and govern. And it gives us the maximum program, which is the goals that we're actually aiming for. It also clarifies democracy as both the end goal and as part of the process to get there, ensures the internal party democracy that we want to see in DSA. So it really wraps up the revolutionary tradition of democracy that I think socialism and abolitionism in the United States have always been a part of, and aims it, you know, at a future that we can live in as a human species, because I think absent a revolutionary democratic socialist republic in North America, we may not have a livable future.
All right, then. Thank you for saying the quiet part out loud. That's what they're after. So how do they ally the red and the green commies like this with the Islamic fundamentalist, like Mandani, who's both? Well, the alliance is take down Western civilization. And the biggie in Western civilization is no longer Europe. They're well underway with undermining that. And every time they have an incident where it is Islamic extremism attacking, killing people, they try to spin it and tell us it's not. So these two are allied. Let's smash this. And the Constitution, well, let's replace that with Sharia law. Now, would idiots like the DSA really like to live under Sharia law? No. But they're not thinking about that. They're thinking, we'll ally with these people, the Sharia law and all that, so that we overthrow this, and then somebody will replace it with something. Could be Sharia law, if they're powerful enough, or it could be us with our, quote, democracy. That's the alliance that goes on here. I know it strains the mind to think about people that far left to ally with people that throw gays off rooftops. That's why we played you Bill Maher yesterday. So powerful to remind us of that kind of transition. As much as it doesn't seem to go together, deep down, that's what they want. Get rid of our Constitution. Cripple it. Those that want to get rid of the Electoral College. Some of them are just stupid. Well, why can't it be the popular vote? That's the way it works and everything else. The governor of Kentucky saying that. And his state would even be lesser ranked if we did that. That's the one they're going to bring up a lot, the Electoral College. I'm not sure. Of course, they'll mention the Second Amendment, how disastrous, but it's the Constitution. It's the framework of the Constitution is very, very hard to have this type of overthrow, this type of revolt. But I wouldn't minimize how far they've gotten, how Democrats are racing to try to find some way to identify with the Democratic Socialists without seeming to be out of the mainstream, like AOC saying the New York DSA. And clearly, they believe in the same kinds of things. For now, that's her way to have one foot in and one foot out. But there will be a comeuppance on this. But the theory is, get rid of the Constitution. Will it be replaced with Sharia law or whatever the DSA says democracy is? They'll fight it out. They think they'll win. So the other side is useful. I mean, this is one of the strangest alliances on paper in history. All right, the side question. I see a great one up here, maybe several great ones, looking for a name attached to something that's a procedure like Tommy John or a product or something else. Sports is rife with these. Joe in Columbus, I think, has a great one. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Don, happy Labor Day.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Had to start somewhere.
Yes.
Sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, rather than Trump calling this Pee Wee Herman character, Pee Wee Herman, I would have rather had seen him say, is Mr. Ossoff judging me based on how he would treat a woman? And just leave it at that.
You know what? That is a great line. That is a great way to go. It's a foot in both camps. It's aggressive and also calling into question how they think about women. Yes.
Well, if Trump didn't have women in his camp, he'd be a sexist. He has women in his camp. Now he's whatever, sexual predator, whatever, you know, the other side wants to make of it. And it's so cheap and unfair, to say the least.
Yeah, I agree. And look, I think from what I know, Natalie Harp, she's mesmerized by Trump and constantly brings him good news. That's true. Is that a big problem? No, this guy had to go there. And I think he regrets it now, Joe, for the reasons we're talking about. Because inside his own party, they're going to try to cut him with this.
Well, and just like that 10-year-old who was saved in the surf, I'm sure he was enamored with his lifeguard. I'm sure Natalie Harf is enamored with Trump in the same breath, at the same gauge.
Yeah, I think it is very, very much that way from the stories I read. He saw the El Sayed guy bring up Melania, so he thought he's going to get into the ring as a tough guy with Trump, which is fair. Then you don't get to hide behind we're the party of women.
Right. Dom, as for my side answer, you kind of gave me my segue with Tommy John. I don't know how many people realize it, but Tommy John was a power pitcher. Not on the level of Nolan Ryan, but still the same. He would throw in the mid-90s until he had that mishap, his arm injury. And then he evolved into a location pitcher, a craftsman, a guy who knew how to pick locations and get guys to swing at pitches they normally wouldn't swing at. He went from thrower to pitcher after that. He adapted, is basically what I'm saying. My side answer is a guy who never adapted but had a 9-year career, and he was coined by his own teammates. And I don't know how he didn't take this up the bat with him as a crutch or a bugaboo every time, because he never batted or he flirted with 200 and below that. And George Brett gave it legs on ESPN, where that name really, really got traction. And it was Mario Mendoza and the Mendoza line. Nobody's supposed to be in the major leagues who hits under 200, maybe with the exception of Mark Belanger. And it probably could have been called the Mark Belanger line, too.
Now, the Mendoza line is great because it's transferred to politics and whatever. And when someone says the Mendoza line, they don't mean just a batting average. They mean you're below a standard where it's amazing that you're still here.
Oh, you can put your calculus to it in a lot of things.
That's a great one, Joe. All right. Thank you, Joe, very much. 855-839-1210. Yeah, the Mendoza line is a very, very good one. I don't know how many players. 9 years he lasted. Wow. And I don't remember as a guy with speed or fielding, I don't quite remember that was outstanding. It's just an anomaly.
I feel like that's all the time in sports. It must be like you say Garrett Stubbs, or you're done with Garrett Stubbs. You don't want him around. But clearly, there's some sort of value that you don't see, you know, whether on the field or whatever. I want to think like Mendoza was the same way, because it happens all the time in sports where it's like, how is this guy still on a team? And then we need him for this. Sure you do.
Well, right, what the Stubbs thing is, when he said we're going to storm the Diamondbacks swimming pools and all after the win.
Yeah.
And that's baseball I don't think is inspirational like football, but still, be quiet about that. The vibes guy. Yeah. Okay, it is the side question at 855-839-1210, but right now it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, we are playing for a pair of lawn tickets to see Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow August 29th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Great show. Probably all this week we'll have this prize. Yep. Go right ahead, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So, side question today. We're asking for those all-time eponymous products, procedures, what have you. Something named after somebody. And frankly, there are a lot of bands out there named after someone in the band, whether that's Van Halen, whether that's Hall & Oates, whether that's Alice Cooper, or whether that's the Jay Giles Band. I'm actually going to play you the Jay Giles Band, one of their top songs, Love Stinks, today. Only it is not going to be Jay Giles singing the song. It is going to be someone else. I want to know this eponymous rocker whose rock band is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and is named after the lead singer here. Something about the lead singer, after getting out of a different band, made her way around trying to go label to label, get a solo record deal, was rejected by 23 labels, and ended up selling record deals out of the back of her car until striking it big, and obviously, like I said, making it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about 10 years ago. So I want to know the name of this eponymous band who you are hearing right here. Featured in a terrible 1996 movie starring Ellen DeGeneres. Want to know the name of this eponymous band covering Love Stinks.
All right, 855-839-1210. Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, I think I...
Yeah, random. I looked into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to Chris Stapleton. Great prize. We'll have it the rest of the week, around this time, I think. And get in on the side question. Hatred of the U.S. Constitution. We ought to give this guy a platform, if he would come on, just for an hour to tell us why, specifically, what parts of the Constitution. Why is that? He admits it. Everybody knows it, but actually saying it out loud is golden. By the way, special number, 76 days to the midterms. Oh, man, yikes. 855-839-1210.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue.
Named after the lead singer of the band. Want to know the name of the band?
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to Chris Stapleton, Dom Giordano Show, Anthony in Chesterfield on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anthony, what's your answer?
Is that Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
That's it done.
All right, when you said it, that was right on the money. All right, enjoy Chris Stapleton. Anything more on that, Henry?
Yeah, oddly enough, this song was featured in the 1996 Ellen DeGeneres movie, Mr. Wrong, with a 7% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so real blockbuster.
Imagine
there.
The maniacs find those, the 7% that did that, or have to hunt them down, so to speak. All right, this just came down, and we've been working to get Harmeen Dillon on. At least we've been in contact on a couple of things, and she is aggressively on top of the New Jersey thing. Just announced, and this is causing spasms, the Justice Department is planning to deploy a record 1,000 federal monitors. I'm not sure if those are lawyers or not. That's the Civil Rights Division. To polling places throughout the U.S. for the midterm elections. Now, and I'm not saying this hyperbolically, well, maybe a little bit. If I had the resources and I'm sitting there with Trump and Natalie Harp and Harmeen Dillon, I'm saying, Mr. President, how about 1,000 just for Philadelphia? That's right. That's what we need. Yeah, but he's going to go. Then you have Fulton County in Georgia. Real problem. Yep, big time. You have Detroit. What would be the next? Where else is the trouble spot? Those are probably the top three on my mind. I guess there could be a, you know, in California, a place like that. I'm not sending them. We know what's happening. That's not where the action is. It's winning these congressional races. Bucks County? Yeah. Couple of these other places in Pennsylvania? Yes. So this is a record. I don't know if that's all that they have. Harmeen Dillon saying that the Justice Department deploying them polling places. They have long sent out monitors to polling places throughout the country to ensure compliance with the Federal Voting Rights Act. That law prohibits discrimination in voting and ensures voters are not intimidated or otherwise prevented from casting a ballot on the basis of race, gender, ethnicity, religion, disability, or another protected class. The Justice Department's own civil rights attorneys have served as monitors. Usually it sends out dozens of staff to a variety of polling places. Well, you know what's bothering him? Such a spasm here. That the very law they put in, that the Supreme Court has just trimmed, if you remember, with the various redistricting, is now being used to send out people. And what they're looking for is not so much that, I'm sure they're looking for that also, but for cheating. The nonsense. Our own Scott Presler will be on tomorrow. We'll play it tomorrow with him. This Minnesota training video of people voting there, telling them not to be asking for anything remotely close to a free and fair election. So Presler on it again. He'll be with us tomorrow. But this is an historic number. I'd like to see more. I don't know that 1,000 are enough. And here in Philadelphia, over the years, there are X number, could be as high as 33, 40, 50% in a lot of precincts of no minority voting person to watch there. In fact, Henry, if you, it should be in our system. This is one of my most prized. Kevin Kelly, this is Alan. You're not right after the break, but yeah. On election day, was this in 2012? Kevin Kelly, who is as rough as they come and a great get out the vote on the Republican side, did a lot in 2024 along with Linda Kearns, was at a polling place in Alany with all kinds of lawyers, all kinds of papers, saying this 73 or 70-year-old African-American woman had a right to be there and be seated as the Republican representative to make sure these Democrats were not doing more than their usual cheating. And we played this live on the air. He calls me live on the air with what they're doing. And this guy is as tough as any guy. He's not a no-neck guy. He's very fit. They just said, no, we're not going to seat her. All right, let's play a little bit of it because it makes the point right now rather than taking a break. Here's Kevin Kelly calling me, I believe it was the Romney election in Alany, with this woman live on the air. No, they don't care. It's Philadelphia. We're going to do whatever we want.
Where are you, Kevin Kelly? You're in violation of the law. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You've been so notified, man. Tom.
Yes, Kevin. What was going on there?
I'm at 10th and Chew. We have a judge of elections who's being told by her Democrat ward leader not to seat our minority inspector. So our minority inspector is being harangued and harassed. This woman says she's not going to sit her. She wasn't here at 10 o'clock. This happens time and time and time again in Philadelphia. These people are breaking the law. We have an elder African-American woman who's 70 years old who's being ostracized and told she's not allowed. I have a court order in my hand seating this woman, and I've got some political hack, some Democrat hack, telling me this is a Democrat polling place and that she's not allowed to be here and we're not going to give her a chair and we're not going to seat her.
A Democrat polling place. This is allegedly
American. Tom, we should have every single reporter in this city.
Well, this is a challenge. CBS3 and everybody else, right? Get over there now. You want to report the news? Report the news, because we're sick and tired of elections being stolen in Philadelphia. So, Kevin, what do you do now?
Well, this woman has been notified that she's in violation of the law, and she told me she doesn't care. That's how blatant it is. So I'm going to deal with this. Over my dead body is this woman not being seated in this spot. She's a 10-year-old woman standing up, doing her civic duty, and she's being harassed and harangued by Democrat thug hacks.
All right. Do we have to bring chairs? If we get Harmeen Dillon on, do we have to have a lawn chair brought in? This is what they do. This, at the core of it, is what they are in Philadelphia. I don't know in Detroit and Fulton County. I'm sure it's the same. They are thugs. This is the Philadelphia swagger. The Inquirer and all are part of this. And then when we give you these exhibits, which are hard to get, well, that's only one case. So what? They wouldn't let her sit down. They wouldn't seat her. What do you think we're doing here? Just like, oh, it's only a small number. It's only 400 voting illegally, non-citizens in Jersey. Shut up. We're going to run this country. That's why winning this election, once again, is all important. In every election, at every seat, I don't know if you vote for dog catcher or not, protonotary or whatever the heck that guy, the coroner's office. Win, 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 win. That's all that matters here. That's what has to be stopped. This is what they are. This is Philadelphia. They have in their head, you're lucky we let you vote. All right, phone lines. All right, thanks, Henry, for finding that, too. We got to put that in the vault of the moment. That's live on the air. I was behind the scenes trying to get on with Kevin, to see if they would come on, but we couldn't do it. There's only one thing more than that right up there with that. Wild Bill Guinier, they allowed because of his status. He lost a leg, still went back, World War II, the whole thing. This sign about he was able to park near his house. They were coming to take it down. So for some reason, his nephew has the guy on the spot arguing with him. He says, I'm going to call Dom Giordano. He puts him on live, and I'm telling the guy, you're not going to take that down. And I'm thinking, what else can I say? Ipso facto, it's a mandamus order. I'm telling you, you're going to jail. I think I said something like that. If you take that sign down. And the guy's already thinking. They took it down, but within 24 hours, city council passed a law. 24 hours. I mean, it was unbelievable that you can't be taking stuff like that down for veterans, that kind of parking. Think about what it took for them to enact. But I tell you, I was ready to say, all right, somebody else take over the producers. We're going down there with this, with
this
guy.
You're getting animated even right now just thinking about it.
Can you imagine this guy? Yeah, what are you going to do? You and what army? And I know listeners would have swarmed to the scene. Wild Bill Guinier. Guy didn't want to hear it. I don't care who he is. So he was in a movie. Back and forth, back and forth. That's what talk radio is so great. Stuff like that. You're not going to get that anywhere else. Shameless plug. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line, all-time name attached to something. Hey, are you looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, stay active day after day, skip the quick fixes that wear off fast, and start fueling your day with Rescue Orasine? As we get older, our bodies become less efficient at producing the energy that keeps going. And that's where Rescue Orasine comes in. This breakthrough supplement works at the cellular level to help your body naturally produce lasting energy, giving it the support it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina while without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial energy boosters. Plus, it helps support healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function so you can show up to the moments that matter with confidence and vitality. Just go to res-q.com and use that code My Energy at checkout to buy one bottle of Rescue Orasine and get one free, or call a product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Don't miss out. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com. Get your second bottle of Rescue Orasine for free. Just use that code MYENERGY, My Energy, at checkout.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Tom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. All right, we got some great ones. I like the Mendoza line. I like several of them today. Tommy John, somebody who has a name, their name attached to some process or procedure. Let's go to Michael in Wilmington. Hi, Michael.
Tom, my good sir, it's good to talk with you again. How are you today?
Very well.
Excellent. Brought up some really good topics today. I have to say some are really, really good. I'm very, very curious, although I know you haven't touched on it recently, but I'm very concerned still about what's happening in Iran now that this 60-day peace deal expired today. That really, you know, the media has not touched on it, but I feel as if something is on the precipice of happening in that region, not in a good way, unfortunately. I don't want to put out negative, but I just want to be realistic that I don't think it's going to go down well. I feel as if something is going to happen before this week is over.
I agree with you, Michael, and it's maddening to know, and I don't think they do. That's what really concerns me. What's the point that is going to bring them to some kind of recognition of how we deal with this and get out of there? It is a textbook of where modern warfare is with the drone warfare, et cetera. They just have enough ability to really make it difficult with the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes, Dom, I mean, maybe you have perspective on this. I'm always curious. You know, Trump and CENTCOM's always saying, hey, you know, everything they have is decimated at the bottom of the sea. Yet somehow they are able to still have enough military arsenal where they're droning and missiling people and now missiling, you know, neighboring countries where they're constantly able to do this. So it seems like they have an endless supply of warfare. They really do have a lot of military missiles and drones that they're still able to continually send out, that even though we say, oh, they have nothing, they're still bombing ships.
Yeah. Well, it's the drone thing. And again, I'm glad we're calling upon the Ukrainians because they're hitting the economy in Russia, even though they're outgunned, outmanned also, Michael, against Putin of all people. The Russians don't know what to do. So I think we're a little bit behind on modern warfare. We just didn't accept the asymmetric and the stuff that they do. And we should have realized for 50 years, they're willing to absorb. They're fanatics. We got to accept that. It's not like dealing with ordinary situations. They're religious fanatics on top of it.
Yeah. And one last quick point, Dom. I know President Trump has kind of somewhat signaled towards it, but I mean, like, what, and I know you're mentioning sometimes, like, what else can we do? What other leverage? I mean, besides, you know, really, when I say bombing the whole country, I mean to the point where we're, you know, now taking out residential, you know, everything, anything that even innocent people use, that's just, it seems like it can't be that. That's just going to be such a horrific mess. So it seems like we're in a real tough spot here.
I'm glad you bring it up because it's not just about that, but it's about the importance of winning the midterms, which we're not going to do unless this is resolved. I think deep in my heart, this is so winnable. The infrastructure set up. But if this is there, that turns me on it. But what's your side today, Michael?
Yeah, Dom. So my side was I thought of this real iconic gentleman, but more importantly, I thought of this iconic machine that everybody, I think, loves to get mesmerized by and has the coolest name always if you're in any kind of ice skating rink, is the Zamboni, which was basically, I think it was like Peter or Frank Zamboni invented it. This thing is the coolest thing. And like everybody either wanted to ride it, get behind it. You get mesmerized by it, just scraping up ice. I mean, on the rink as it's shooting down water. And then his company created the Astro Zamboni, which sucks up water from AstroTurf fields. So, but the coolest machine, that Zamboni, coolest name, coolest machine around the rink. That's my side, Dom.
All right. That is a great one, but I got to say, I'm falling in love with this one. I got to watch it. I don't want to be biased. Mike in Hamilton. Mike, what's yours today?
Hi, Dom. Dom, there's a certain unselfish woman who lent her name to a procedure which previously had only been known in certain euphemisms. Now, this procedure, which technically is not medical, does have a certain therapeutic effect. And that selfish woman is Monica Lewinsky.
All right. Hey, Lewinsky. Yes. So, Henry, you would not believe this, doing Morning Drive at DB. Linda Tripp is on with me. Linda Tripp was the one that told Lewinsky to keep the blue dress. And the co-host, who got nameless, you can look it up. I get the biggest guest in the world at that moment on this, in the center of that, gets into with her, and Linda Tripp hangs up. We can't take a call for 2 hours after that because threatening to go after.
Wow.
Well, it wasn't a co-host. It was like a
producer?
She was a commentator of sorts, right, reading the news. Oh, my God. I was calm. I didn't go nuts in that moment. But, yeah, Linda Tripp said, no, 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 we're going to keep the dress. Oh, my God. And Bill Clinton started to, and his minions. I had some of them on at the national level saying, well, oral sex really isn't sex. Oh, my God. That's what we were reduced to.
Sheesh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's great radio.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, where have those times gone?
Exactly right.
Exactly. Yeah, let's bring them back. All right. I don't know if I have. Oh, Linda Tripp hanging up. Oh, my God. All right. Lightning round next. I got to say, that's a good one, but I see three or four others that are contenders. I mean, we had the Mendoza line, too. Great one.
Maybe because it's before my time. I've never heard to it referred as to the Lewinsky.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes. Those were great times. And with this non-co-host, I had on high school students. DJ was a high school student. I told him, look, don't get into it with this person on the air. And then she went too far, and I nodded my head, and it was unbelievable. DJ tagged it. Those were pretty exciting times, to put it mildly. And the person's mom called in and said, I don't care what you or Jay Leno says.
Whoa.
Oh,
holy crap.
What did Jay Leno say?
Oh. What I'm saying is, you talk about pitch battles. Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you the name. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, this is where the heavy hitters jump in on the side question. I got to tell you, I was leaning Mendoza line. I still might go that way. I don't know. But Henry had Kirk, how about you? Lewinsky? A Lewinsky? Yeah.
Yep.
And the argument, well, oral sex isn't sex. The counter argument back then was, well, you know, it's sort of something addict. It's even more apparent of what went on here. Yeah,
I was telling Henry off the during the break. Yeah. It was a thing, and it was talked about heavily.
Oh, yeah, heavily. Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And it was a survey, JAMA. They got into the ring, the Journal of American Medicine. Like 70% of people didn't consider it sex. They were in the Clinton camp.
Oh, yep. God.
That's nothing.
I'd like to see these polls if it came out today.
Oh, wow.
But imagine Linda Tripp, and we're actually getting to the dress and what she said and all that, and bang,
that
she hangs
awesome.
Up. That was it. I couldn't do any better. I was furious, but I put myself into a calming serenity now. All right. By the way, that's a top 10 Seinfeld. The man doesn't say anything. Sure. Just tell you to scream it. He wasn't specific about that. Joe in Exton. Joe, what's yours today?
Cue the theme song.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
The Somali Omar woman is fond of characterizing $100 bills as the Benjamins because each bill contains a portrait of Benjamin Franklin.
Thank you, Joe. Well, I don't think it's just Ilhan Omar. I think a lot of us say, give me the Benjamins.
Yep.
That's a good one, though. True. That has all the qualities.
Yes.
All right, Lance in South Philly. Hey, Lance, afternoon to you.
Hey, how you doing, Dom? I was at our favorite place yesterday. It was still $4.99 and 9 cents.
Yep.
Wow.
At the gas station. Yeah, I was there buying two boiled eggs and a string cheese, and every pump was filled.
Yeah, Lance, that's it. It is not, in my view, lessening the amount of people in there at all. It's a story. It's stunning. What's going on?
I told you, Dom, it's the Chestnut Hill. They got money. They got money. They don't care. They're not going to the broke side of Philly. They're going up Lincoln Drive to Chestnut Hill, left to right, east to west. They got money.
How in the world do people that dumb have money? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's you really want to ask that question? It's a city hall.
All right. So, Lance, what's yours today?
Well, you know, Dom, I got to go with the real McCoy when you want the real thing. Named after Elijah McCoy, the real McCoy.
That's a very good one. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, what's yours today?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. And by the way, it's still $5.89 at my place on Montgomery Avenue.
$5.89? What?
Yeah, nice. It's been that. Yeah, it's been there for a while. And my favorite nickname, Dom, was Pocahontas from Trump.
Yes. Wait a minute. Remember when she did the test and it said that she had close to 1% of Native American blood? And she touted that when maybe 50% of people listening have more. I mean, it was stunning.
I know, that was it.
Don't do the test. Just take it. Don't pretend you're Native American. No, 1%.
I know. How embarrassing. That was a joke. But here's my side answer, Dom. In the 70s, the Montreal Expos had a hard-throwing pitcher, man. He can really bring it. His real name was Stan Bonson. So his teammates nicknamed him the Bonson Burner. After the Bunsen burner, that little gadget in chemistry class, the Bonson burner. Thanks, Tom.
Made famous by Seinfeld, another great Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Why do we reference it so much? All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Hey there, Dom. Greetings from the parking lot of the legendary Feasterville McDonald's, where candidate Trump worked the drive-thru in October 2024.
Yes, and where they got very nervous when I went there to, I was on Rich Cioli, I remember it. They were like, you can't be talking in here on the radio. Oh, yeah.
And you were actually doing an interview out on the sidewalk in front.
Yeah,
out there,
exactly.
On
exactly
Street
right.
Road.
Yep.
Yeah, was it Jim Worthington, was it? Or
yes,
somebody out there?
It was Jim, yep.
Right. Wow, whatever. Okay, I'll give you my side answer. I know you're up to time. Anyway, the Beatles' 1969 album, they couldn't figure out a name for it. They were going to name it after the engineer smoking cigarettes, Everest. but then McCartney said, oh, let's just go outside and name it after the street where we're on, Abbey Road.
We use that for a side question this week. All right, I think we need some time for discussion today, so I'm sorry to those that I didn't get to. Kirk, who are some of your contenders, or do you have a winner?
I have a few. So I'm gonna. I have Joe from Columbus, Mendoza's line. I got to go with the winner, though. Me, personally, I got to go with Mike with whiskey.
All right, Henry?
For me, it's simple. It's all about the Benjamins.
The Benjamins. So it was a great call.
Yeah.
I got to go with the Lewinsky. I think if you were around then, Henry, you would say, oh, without a doubt, that's a Lewinsky. Yeah. Because you leave out everything else, you know.
Exactly.
There's no other reference. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Scott Presler coming on tomorrow. He's got this tape of election workers, what they're told. Hey, don't do anything with anything that's fraudulent, essentially. In Minnesota. We'll talk with him. We have a great side question, I think, too. The Brunos are next. Tony and Miss Robin to take you from 3 until 6. I think it's all this week. Yep. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210, and we'll see what develops over the next 23 or 21 hours here. Henry's at work already on this. There's so much stuff out there. You're listening to Talk Radio 1210, WPHC.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.